Bofer Tov. We are up to Siman Reshnun He in Yoredea. So the title of the Siman is Learchik Mikabalata, to kind of avoid accepting tzedakah. Not a good thing. Says Maran Tzif Aleph. Here we go. Le'olam Yerchik Adam Atzmo Me'atzedakah. Person should always try to avoid accepting tzedakah. V'yigalgel atzmo b'tzar shelo yitzterech leberiyot. Person should even go through suffering, live a life of tzimtzum, you know, try to live very frugally, so that he doesn't have to come on to tzedakah. V'chein, tzivu chachamim, aseh shevatecha chol, v'al titzterech leberiyot. We saw not long ago in the Gemara that a person should always make his Shabbat, or not always, but a person should rather make a Shabbat chol, to treat it a little bit more like a weekday, than to take tzedakah in order to engage in onik Shabbat. Ve'afilu haya chacham mechubad ve'ha'ini ya'asok be'umanut ve'afilu be'umanut menuvelet ve'al yitzterech leberiyot. The Gemara also says that even if a person was originally a respected Torah scholar, and then he became poor, not a big deal. Go out to work. And even if it is a demeaning work, nevertheless, the Gemara says that Rav told Rav Kahana that he should skin a dead animal in the marketplace rather than come on to other people's assistance. It is considered more dignified for a person to make his own money, even in, you know, things that, you know, kinds of work that are considered demeaning, rather than to come on to tzedakah. So, there's no meditative over here. Fine. Saif bit. Here we go. Saif bit says as follows. Kol mi she'eno tzarich litol me'atzedakah, omra me'ha'am ve'notel, eno met ad she'itzterech leberiyot. Hashem irachim. If a person doesn't really need tzedakah, and he tricks people into thinking that he does need, and he does collect tzedakah, says the Shulchan Aruch, he does not die before he actually does become needy, which means it's a punishment. He will eventually become needy as a result of doing this. Another category of a person is when, let's say, a person is eligible for tzedakah, and he cannot live without the tzedakah. For instance, an elderly man, a sick man, a person with a lot of illness and suffering, and he cannot live without it. He cannot make a living in any other way besides for accepting tzedakah. And he refuses to accept tzedakah. That is considered tantamount to murder. So much so that the Gemara, that the Shulchan Aruch says, that even the suffering that he endures, he's like, no, I'm gonna stick it out. He has no way to stick it out. And over there, sticking it out and living a life of suffering over there is only considered avonot v'chataim. It's not considered admirable at all for that person. V'chol mi shetzarich litor umtzair atzmo v'duchek et hasha'a v'chay chayetzar kedo sheliatriach al hatzibur eno met ad sheyefanes acherim v'alav ha'katuv omer baruch ha'gever sheyiftach ba'ashem. However, there's a third category of people, which is a person who needs tzedakah, who's eligible for tzedakah, but he pushes it off. He kind of limits himself, and he finds other ways to support himself instead of taking tzedakah. Over there, he doesn't die before he becomes rich and is able to sustain other people with his money, which means over there it's considered admirable. It's considered a high level of bitachon for such a person, and therefore he's rewarded in such a manner. So once again, three categories of people. Person who doesn't need tzedakah and takes it, he'll be punished, that he'll eventually need it. Then you have to the opposite extreme, a person who needs tzedakah and cannot live without it at all. There's no feasible way for him to live, and he's just not taking it as being stubborn. That's considered shfichud damim. That's considered the Ba'editiv brings down over here. One of the examples was a zakin, an old man. What are you going to send an old man out to work? What's he going to do exactly? So the Baritev brings down, or sheyesh lo banot rabot ve'no yachol la'asiyam ulfanesan elim ken itol. Another example is, let's say a person has a lot of daughters to marry off, and he, you know, he doesn't have money to marry all of them off, to support all of them. So over there, it's a mitzvah for him to take tzedakah in order for them to marry. And he says, no, I'll be okay. And he has no conceivable way, so nobody wants to marry his daughters because there's no dowry or whatever. So they're staying home and just getting old. So that over there is considered shofech damim. That's exactly what the Shulchan Aruch brought down. Over there, that's considered like shfichut damim. And then you have the third category of people, which is a person who can handle it, which means he's eligible for tzedakah, but you know, he'd rather push himself and live more frugally so that he doesn't have to be a burden on other people. That is the most admirable of all, and that about him does the pasuk say, Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach B'Adonai V'Haya Adonai Mivtacho. Yeah, so that is with regards to that. So now we have another, we're starting another siman now. Kupa V'Tamchui He'ach Nigvim Mitchalkim. Now, if you remember, we spoke about in passing, in previous simanim, there in the times of Chazal, there were two funds, basically, that were used for tzedakah. There was the tamchui, which was the daily food distribution for anim, okay? And then there was the kupa, which was a monetary distribution once a week on Erev Shabbat. Now, says the Shulchan Aruch Sa'if Aleph, says as follows. Kol ha'ir sheyesh ba Yisrael chayavim le'amid mehem gabay tzedakah anashim yeduim ve'ne'emanim shim mechazirim ligvot mikol echad mashu ra'ui liten v'davar ha'katzuv alav. Every Jewish city needs to have people who are gabay tzedakah, treasurers, collectors, distributors, and they who are people with extreme integrity. People know them to be faithful and trustworthy, and they will collect from people whatever people owe based on a person's financial means. That's how much tzedakah has to give. V'hem mechalakim ha'ma'ot me'erev Shabbat le'erev Shabbat v'notnim mikol ha'anim ma shiyaspik lo l'shiv'a yamim v'zohi hanikra hanikret kupa, which means, and then they'll give out the money once every erev Shabbat to every ani, whatever that ani requires, and this is called a kupa. V'chein ma'amidim gaba'im shelokchim b'chol yom v'yom mikol chatzer v'chatzer ומיני מאכל או פירות או מעות ממי שמתנדב לפי שעה ומחלקים את הגבוי לערב בין העניים ונותנים ממנו לכל עני פרנסת יומו וזהו נקרא תמחוי. Which means that there is another kind of distribution which we said. They go every day. They make their rounds among the courtyards and people give bread and food, meat, fruit, whatever. Everybody, whatever, there's no, you don't impose, but you ask people to donate some food from what they're making or from what they have left over, and people donate. And every night, that food is distributed among the aniim of that city. And the Shulchan Aruch often says, ומעולם לא ראינו, ולא שמענו כאן מישראל שאין להם קופה של צדקה, אבל תמחו יש מקומות שלא נהגו בו. He says, there's no such thing as a תמחוי, as a kehila that doesn't have a kupa. But there may be some places that don't have this tamchui thing. Some people only have monetary funds, but they don't have food pantries. Baruch Hashem, nowadays there are food pantries too. So that's a good thing. Says the Rama, Bilachin, Mi shiyesh lo mazon shiv'a yamim lo yikach min hakupa, umi shiyesh lo mazon yom echad lo yikach min hatamchui. Since the kupa is distributed for a whole week, for a whole week's worth, if a person has food for an entire week, he can't take from the kupa. And if a person has food for that day, he can't take from the tamchui. It's only for people who don't have. כמו שנתבעי לסימן ראשון גימל, וצריכים הגבאים שיהיו נאמנים וחכמים, וידקדקו על העניים שלא יהיו רמאים. You can't have, the gabaim have to be wise and trustworthy, and they can't be naive. Naivete is not a good job description for a person who's a gabai, because they have to make sure that the people who they are distributing to are not ramayim. V'chol shegabai eno ne'eman asu liten tzedakah al yado. If the treasurer, if the tzedakah collector is not a ne'eman, is not a person who's trustworthy, you're not allowed to collect tzedakah from such a person. I'm sorry, not allowed to give tzedakah to such a person because we're afraid that he's going to distribute it to people who are unworthy. Says the Beretev, ramayim, chutz מי שביקש יאכילו בו שאין מדקדקין אחריו, כמו שכתב סימן רשנון א', which means that the only time the gabaim don't have to check into a person to kind of, you know, see who he is when he's asking for food. Even if a person's not worthy, what do we say? You're allowed to give food to anybody who asks for it, because food, there's not too much bad that you can do with food. That's, you know, in general, you know, it's not going to happen too much that a person's going to sell food and buy drugs. So over there, you don't have to be so worried if the person is unworthy of tzedakah. So, says the Shulchan Aruch, b'ta'anit mechalekin mezonot la'aniyim. Besides for the regular distribution, there's another distribution on ta'aniyot when they give out food to the aniyim. B'chol ta'anit she'achlu ha'am v'lanu b'lo chilku tzedakah la'aniyim, harei elu keshofchei damim. Any ta'anit tzibur that happens, that after the ta'anit, people go home and eat and go to sleep, but they didn't give out tzedakah, they didn't give out food or tzedakah to the aniyim to be able to eat, it's as if they are murderers. Why? Because after the ta'anit, the aniyim don't have what to eat. B'me dvarim amurim, b'shelo natnu lahim apat v'aperot, aval im ichru ha'ma'ot o achitim, enam kishofchei damim. The only time they're considered like murderers is when they didn't give out even bread and fruit. But if they gave out basics, they just didn't give out money and wheat, which is considered like extras, they're not. It's not the best thing, but they still are not considered like murderers because they did give the aniyim what to break their fast on. So that's with regards to that. Okay, tov. Bezat Hashem, we're going to continue this tomorrow with regards to the halachot of the kupa. Kol tov, yom tov. Sluchas.